This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. We're just 2 days away from the huge game between Green Bay and San Francisco, so it's time to finalize your game day watch party with only the best in quality meats from Robert's Specialty Meats. San Fran might have crabs or seafood, but in Wisconsin, we love our Robert's ribs on a stick, boneless pork ribs marinated in a smoky barbecue sauce, or the equally popular marinated chicken skewers and barbecue garlic parmesan and Door County cherry varieties. You also find awesome gourmet burgers, Kinnickinnick whiskey skewers, at Roberts, plus over 30 types of original brats and sausages, including the Al Capone Italian sausage, just full of zesty flavor. Just pick some of those up. Call Roberts today at 262-549-MEAT, 262-549-MEAT for the best selection, and to reserve your order. And when you visit, be sure to pick up some of their Cherrywood smoked beef sticks or jerky, the perfect snack treats. You can also check them out online at robertsspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, there is only one place. Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
This guy's on the inside. Now, here's Green Bay football insider Ryan Wood on The Fan.
Brought to you by PNC Insurance. PNC Insurance, an independent insurance agency for all your home, auto, and commercial business needs. Visit them at pc-insurance.net.
Ryan Wood on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline joining us now. Our live look at Lambeau as the Packers get ready to take on the 49ers for a trip to Miami. Ryan Wood, you've done two of these trips before. Why is this one going to be different?
I don't know if this is going to be different.
Oh, come on, Woody.
That on the field, you know. It's going to be different because neither of the last two ones were against the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, and this one's different too, Woody, because just looking at it on the surface, the Packers don't have to worry about Jordy Nelson playing with a broken rib, right? That was what he dealt with in Atlanta. I don't see, while the team is different and all of the signs point to San Francisco being clearly better, there, I just don't have the feeling of doom as I did when they went to Seattle or when they went to Atlanta in 16.
You know what's funny? I was convinced that they were going to go to Atlanta and win that game. I was convinced. I was completely convinced in 16. The reason being, you got to understand, I just witnessed maybe the single greatest stretch of football in Aaron Rodgers' career. That last half of 16, the run the table, there really are not enough superlatives for how well he played. It was disgusting how well he played, and it really apexed with that trip to Dallas. I mean, some of the throws he made in that divisional game, I haven't seen those. So I'm thinking, okay, the run, it's all coming together. From 4-6 to here, it's all coming together. And then, you know, midway through the first quarter, you realize, no, it definitely is not. That's the thing. You never know. When you boil everything down to 60 minutes, that's what makes this great, right? It's not an NBA. It's not a seven-game series in the NBA or Major League Baseball. It's not, well, you can have the war of attrition over the course of a string of games, a week and a half, 2 weeks, 60 minutes. Who knows what's going to happen?
Okay, so we talk about Kittle, we talk about the running backs, we talk about Sanders, Deebo Samuel, Jimmy Garoppolo. In your mind, what's the key to this Packers defense for them to win?
Well, it starts with where the key has been all season, the Smiths. That pass rush. They got to get after Jimmy Garoppolo.
Amen.
If they do that, I really believe that the Packers need to force a couple interceptions, which, hey, Jimmy Garoppolo could do that. They need to get a couple interceptions to win this game. Turnovers are going to be vital. They've got to turn them over. It's what they've done all season. They've been able to pass rush and convert that into turnovers all year. They have to bring that on the road in San Francisco. they obviously the communication is going to be big. If you're to pinpoint, you know, the 49ers, that 37 points that they dropped on the Packers defense was the most they'd given up all year. You're going to pinpoint what's the difference between that defense and this defense? It's communication. At the players only meeting that they had the Monday after returning from San Francisco, sure seems like it worked. Now, this is the ultimate test of that because they're going back to the same proving ground that they were at and they failed the first time against this Kyle Shanahan scheme that is it camouflages everything, it disguises the looks. You know, this is another proving ground, but it sure seems like that players only meeting lit a torch. They understood the urgency of getting this communication issue fixed and now, and how that could be the hindrance to keeping this defense to being as good as it could be. And they've been a different defense on through December and into now. So, you know, I think that's the big difference. I don't see that 49ers going, you know, and dropping 37 points again. I think this defense is much better than what they faced the first time.
Well, when you look at this offense, though, you talk about when they first played, they just got off to a bad start. And maybe everything snowballed after that. But I guess what I'm saying is, can they at least, then, in your mind, keep this thing closer than what it was? Like that point, them losing by the amount of points they lost, you don't see that happening again.
No, I do not. I don't. I think it'll be a fourth quarter game. I think it'll be a very close game. When I remember asking Aaron Rodgers the Wednesday, he does his Wednesday press conference every week, the Wednesday after San Francisco. I remember asking him, did it feel the gap feel as large as the scoreboard indicated? And he admitted that it did, but not because of talent. He said it was because of execution. What I did this week was I went back and I watched the entire first half, just the first half, and I counted up all the execution plays, and I came up with 10 execution plays that were just simple. We're talking simple plays, easy plays, a bad penalty here, the pass protection issue and the fumble on that initial third down on that first drive that gave the 49ers possession at the Green Bay 2-yard line. The fact that Jimmy Graham had a 43-yard reception with the Packers down 10-0, that was a reception, was called incomplete on the field. Matt LaFleur never challenged the play, and it kind of gets lost in the footnote of history there. So there were a lot of execution issues. It wasn't because this team is not talented enough to go toe-to-toe with the 49ers. This team's in the NFC Championship game. If you want to know what kind of talent it has, just start there. Starting in there. It has the talent to beat anybody. It's the execution. And I do think, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, they're in this game. I think they're going to show up and execute.
Talking with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and our Green and Gold Insider here on the Fan. It's your chance at a $1,000 signing bonus here on the Fan. All you need is this hour's cash keyword. It is neighbor, NEIGHBOR, neighbor. Text neighbor to 72881. Message and data rates do apply. Stay tuned through the week next week for your next chance to win $1,000 on the Fan. Ryan, defensively, as you just said, it's about the Smith brothers and it's about the execution that they can have up front. What about stopping the run? How big is Kenny Clark, but also the auxiliaries of a Lancaster and Lowry going to be, and maybe even Rashawn Gary on that outside being able to try to slow down the outside run and zone concept they want to use out there with Shanahan in that offense?
Well, they're big, but do you know who's big? Blake Martinez is huge this week. Being able to be a rangy guy that can play sideline to sideline against this run, it's outside zone scheme, it really presses the perimeter. You need a tackle machine, and that's what Blake Martinez is. So it's a big moment for him because in the way that this Packers defensive scheme is designed, Mike Pettine wants his big guys up front to do the dirty work, to take care of blockers. And if that happens, the ideal scenario is that Blake Martinez's jersey is clean, there's no blockers on him, and he's free to roam around and make tackles. That's the ideal blueprint for them against the run. So the guys up front are going to be big. They always are against the run. But it's a huge week for Blake Martinez.
And how about George Kittle? What are they going to do there?
Probably, yeah. That's
right. Easier said than done. Yeah.
What can you do against George Kittle? I think that you're going to see revolving looks in the secondary, not just one coverage. You're going to see them try to disguise things as much as possible and switch it up as much as possible. Because if you stay in the same vanilla look, then they'll kill you. They'll make the adjustments, and he's going to get open. So it's going to be a lot of that, a lot of nuance in the secondary. At the end of the day, he's going to make his plays. I mean, he's kind of like, what do you do against Russell Wilson last week? At the end of the day, Russell Wilson's going to ball out because he's Russell Wilson. At the end of the day, George Kittle's going to ball out because he's the best tight end in the NFL. So you just got to limit the big plays as much as possible. You're not going to shut him down. And you hope that you make more plays than they do.
No, exactly right. I think when you look at George, I mean, he has. We were talking earlier about, you know, who carry the most weight in this game offensively. Is it the run game, or is it George Kittle's? Meaning that who would you stop first?
You know, Mike Pettine. When the day that Mike Pettine was announced as defensive coordinator, he said maybe the most revealing thing that you've ever heard from any coordinator, let alone coach, mm-hmm. and that was, you can fly to Miami a lot faster than you can drive.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means, in this league, you want to stop the pass. You got to stop the pass. You got to stop the run, too. But at the end of the day, you can get killed in this league against the pass a lot quicker than the run. So if you have to choose one, you would like to make them one-dimensional. Now, if they get the outside zone run scheme going, that only makes it more dangerous in the pass, because now you have the action fake game that mm-hmm. you can get big plays off of. So, I mean, that, look, I don't, this offense is not, especially schematically, it's not an offense where it's designed to be very easy to make them one-dimensional. It's designed to have both clicking, and as they look at it, they just, I think the big thing is limiting the big plays and making big plays of your own more than making them one-dimensional. You can't give up the explosives, and you got to get some turnovers.
You know, and I was also saying, too, about George Kittle. So it seems like he's also the emotional leader with his team. It seems like every time he does a big play or run over like two, three jokers, the whole sideline just goes absolutely crazy.
Totally. I mean, he is who he is, you know. He's George Kittle. He's second to none in this league at his position. He killed the Packers, and he wasn't even healthy.
Right.
And he killed the Packers in the first game. I don't see him not having a big game.
Mm-hmm.
But you just, again, you hope that you make more plays than they do.
All right, Ryan, who makes more plays?
I can't unsee what I just saw. I got the 49ers 20-17, and it just comes down to this for me. I don't think it's a blowout because I think that this team executes. I think that it's very, very close when it comes to the talent on both sides of the field. To me, the 49ers, two things. One, they got the four first-round picks up front. And how the Packers can get Aaron Jones going against that defense, will they have the patience? Will it be like Week 16 in Minnesota when they didn't get much from Aaron Jones early in that game? They stayed with it, and then Aaron Jones in the fourth quarter pops off the 56-yard touchdown, the biggest touchdown of the Packers' season. Can they stay patient in the run game, to me, is a big question. I just don't know that they will stay patient enough against that 49ers defensive front. And I think a big part of this game is that the 49ers, with their scheme, Kyle Shanahan's scheme, very similar to Matt LaFleur's, they've got a couple years' head start. It's not the first year in that scheme, and that matters when you're going head-to-head in a moment like this. So
yeah.
You add that. I think that the 49ers are slightly the better team.
Yeah,
being at home is big. So the better team at home, I'll take them. But here's the thing. I'm someone that watched that 2014 NFC Championship game. The better team doesn't always win.
True.
It's going to be interesting.
Ryan, appreciate it, man. We'll talk either way, whatever the outcome, Monday at 4:35, and appreciate all the coverage you've had for us all year long. Hopefully there's one more after this one.
All right, take care, guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, man. Safe travels out to San Francisco. That's Ryan Wood here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotlines. Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? Great Midwest Bank renovation loans may give you the space that you deserve. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com, simply local lending since 1935. If you win this game, you mm-hmm. get a ring. Some people call it the loser ring because you still play for another one. But if the Packers sadly don't, They can still get a great ring over by Dean Murray.
Yeah, they can. My good friend Dean Murray, 76 in Layton Plaza.
That would be the loser.
And Brookfield off Bluemont Road in Tri-City Nation Bank Building in a new location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. Guys, you want to get the most money for your go to jewelry, then you've got to go see my good friend Dean Murray. And if you're looking to get the best possible deal on a piece of jewelry, well, you got to go see my good friend Dean Murray at the Jewelry Center, guys. We don't want you to pay a whole lot of money for a piece of jewelry that you could, you know, that you could get a good price at the Jewelry Center. I know a lot of you guys have your own jewelry guy, and that seemed to happen a lot, but I'm going to share my jewelry guy with you. Just give him a chance. Give him an opportunity to earn your business. It's the Jewelry Center with Dean Murray.
So we've been watching all afternoon long the 1997 NFC Championship game, and it's finally done as we're seeing Mike Holmgren talk on the podium after the game, 23-10. Leroy, can I ask you one question about this game?
Mm-hmm.
Was that rain cold or was it just sloppy? Because it looks like everybody is freezing out there.
The adrenaline is just,
You changed jerseys, so you were fine and dry.
Yeah, but the adrenaline of doing something that nobody expected you to do is just truly amazing. And plus, we got gear for that, but it was a little chilly.
Where does this one rank on the top games of your career?
Well, it's just definitely up there because nobody thought we could do it. And I think we were 10.5 underdog, and they, on paper, thought they were better, but we knew different. And everybody bought into the game plan. The game plan was amazing. And it's something we always talked about, not having great stats, but as a team, we had fantastic stats. We didn't have to do the underdog thing.
Sure.
Because it's hard to say you're still an underdog when you're the Hall of Fame quarterback and defensive end.
And the reigning champions. Yeah, that's a little weird.
We just sold ourselves on board. They're going to be so surprised because this is a perfect game plan.
It sure feels like the Packers are riding the underdog roll. Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane is next. You believe in the Packers, relish the underdog roll, and win this Sunday. 414-799-1250. One more hour to talk Packers football with two former Packers as they get ready to take on the Niners for a chance at Miami next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.